For the second time in as many years, a hybrid vehicle has taken one of the top honors at the North American International Auto Show. Ford's Escape SUV was named Truck of the Year.
Sales of gas-electric vehicles have been growing for several years now, driven by good fuel economy and consumer concern about the environment. In Virginia, around Washington, D.C., hybrid drivers get an added bonus. They're allowed in highway carpool lanes.
And that's added to the traffic in what are supposed to be the fast lanes. A count on Interstate 95 showed the number of hybrids in carpool lanes more than tripled in the past year. As congestion grows, some carpoolers now blame the hybrids for slowing down their commute. Eric Kneeler reports.
Sitting down to breakfast on a weekday morning is a luxury that Dick Cole really enjoys. Cole lives in Chantilly, Virginia, about 25 miles outside Washington. He used to get up at 4:30 each morning to get to his job at the Pentagon. Now it's nearly 7, and he's still gulping down a bowl of cereal and saying goodbye to his wife, Jay.
All right, see you later.
Cole hops in his hybrid Honda Civic, turns the quiet ignition, and heads for the commuter lane. In Virginia, hybrid owners get to drive in these carpool lanes. In fact, there are now thousands of hybrids zooming along with only one driver behind the wheel, just like Cole.
Yes, it may be true that I'm out here in my car all by myself, but I'm certainly spewing a lot less pollutants than the SUVs and some of these larger cars are.
Cole has even planned his life around the high occupancy vehicle lane, known as the HOV.
When I began scouting around to move, we specifically purchased a home somewhere near an HOV entrance and where I would have access to HOV since I had a car that was allowed to use HOV.
Cole has shortened his morning drive to nearly half of what it was beforehand. He says he now has more time to sleep in the morning and to play drums with his friends in a Christian rock band at night. This morning, there are dozens of hybrids in the HOV lane.
There's one right in front of us. That's a Toyota Prius.
Sales of hybrids are accelerating faster than their little motors. Dan Doak is general manager of a Fairfax, Virginia Toyota dealer. He says many buyers say they care about the environment, but he says the real reason they want a hybrid is for the HOV lane.
That's probably the biggest selling point. So people, you know, with traffic, I mean, from here, it could be 2 hours in the morning to get to work. And if you're in the HOV lane, you can get there in 40 minutes. So a lot of people, you know, time's so valuable. That's what people want.
Not everyone is thrilled with all the one-passenger hybrids. For the past 30 years, D.C. area commuters have carpooled together in vans, buses, and even strangers' cars to get to work more quickly. These passengers line up at a bus stop near the Washington Monument, waiting for a ride back home to the suburbs. Drivers slow down and announce their destination.
Whoops.
Bob.
These riders are called slugs, a bus driver's term for passengers who don't pay their fare. But slugs like Syl Carlson, who works at the Smithsonian Museum, are sick and tired of the hybrids.
Past couple of weeks, you're coming in, and what happens is you have these cars in there, and the HOV lanes are actually slower than the regular lanes.
Carlson says now his commute is slowing down.
The HOV was designed, I think, for the traffic problems that we got, and that's what it should be used for. Nothing against those people that drive those cars at all. In fact, I'd like to be one of them in this day and age, but now, like you say, with the proliferation of them, it's getting bad.
Federal transportation officials worry that congestion caused by hybrids is defeating the purpose of the HOV lanes. They want Virginia to kick them out. California was set to allow the hybrids into HOV lanes this month, but that decision has been delayed. Now it may be up to Congress to solve the issue. Soon, hybrid owners like Dick Cole may have to start picking up passengers just like everyone else. If that happens, he says he may just buy himself a gas-guzzling Corvette instead. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in Washington.
More stories about hybrids and a link to a task force report on carpool lanes and hybrids are at our website, npr.org.